Against which martyr, then, can he not properly be compared? Certainly against 10,000. For in every type he both wrestled and was crowned, in goods and children and person and wife and friends and enemies and servants, in hunger and visions and pains and disgust. It was for this, I said, he might properly be compared, not against one nor two nor three, but against 10,000 martyrs. For besides what I have mentioned, the time period also adds significantly to his crown, in that it was before the law, before grace, he suffered in this way, and that for many months, and all of these were in their worst form, and all these adversities attacked him at once. And yet, each individual adversity by itself was intolerable, even what seems most bearable, the loss of his goods. For many have patiently tolerated whippings, but could not bear the loss of their goods. But rather than relinquish any part of them, they would rather even be whipped for their sake and suffer countless ills. And this blow, the loss of goods, seemed to them heavier than all. So then here is another type of martyrdom for one who bears this loss nobly. And does anyone ask, how shall we bear it nobly? When you have learned that by a single word of thanksgiving you shall gain more than all you have lost. For if at the news of our loss we are not upset, but say, blessed be God, we have found far more abundant riches. For truly such significant fruit you shall not reap by spending all your wealth on the needy, by going out looking for the poor, and giving away your substance to the hungry, as you shall gain by that same word. And so I respect Job not so much for opening up his home to the needy, as I'm impressed with, and praise his graciousness in accepting loss. The same goes for loss of children. For in this, you shall also receive a reward no less than his who offered his son and gave him up in sacrifice, if as you watch your child die, you thank God of love. For how shall such a person be less than Abraham? He hadn't watched his son become a corpse, but only intended to do so. So if he gains in the comparison by his intention to kill and drawing his hand to take the knife, yet he loses in that the child is dead here. And besides, he had some comfort in the prospect of a good act done, and the thought that this wonderful achievement was the result of his own strength, and that the voice he heard came from above made him more willing. But nothing like that is here. So it demands a soul of adamant to tolerate calmly the sight of a child, his only one, brought up in comfort in the dawn of promising prospects, lying on the bier as a corpse. And should such a person, quieting his natural responses, be strengthened to say Job's words without a tear, "The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away," just for those words alone, he shall stand with Abraham himself, and with Job be declared a victor. And if, stopping the women's lamenting and breaking up the groups of mourners, he can inspire them all to sing glory, he shall receive numerous rewards, both above and below, admired by men, applauded by angels, crowned by God.